Today, you all be quiet. I'll be talking about HDB terrace houses. I know Singaporeans very well. They all love landed properties. As we all know, they are extremely rare. Here, there are only about 285 such HDB terrace houses in Singapore. Most are located in Whampoa along Jalan Mambok, Jalan Bahagia, Jalan Tentera, and the rest can be found in Queenstown. Here, just to give you some context, they are built by the Singapore Improvement Trust, or SIT. HDB predecessor, before HDB took them over later in the 1960s to 1970s. When HDB assumed ownership of the houses, they are granted a fresh 99 years lease. That is why their lease started in 1968 for those in Queenstown to 1972 for those in Whampoa. Here, let us explore why buyers love them. Firstly, I think they offer another kind of housing format that suit young families that appreciate the context of an outdoor space with garden. This is especially difficult to own one, especially for middle-class family that do not have millions to own a typical landed property in Singapore. Secondly, some may be attracted to their sense of heritage and a blank canvas that they can design to suit their own aspiration. And lastly, some are attracted to their location. Whether it is in Queenstown or Whampoa, both are mature estates that are well connected. Such terrace units are not cheap to begin with. A closer look at their past transactions show that those found in Whampoa are transacting around 900,000 to even 1.4 million depending on the land size, renovation and so on. As for those in Queenstown, one unit was recently going for 880,000 for the 90 square meter terrace unit. So, what are the cons? Obviously, the typical issue of living in a ground floor unit that include pest problems to maintenance issues such as water seepage. All these are small sacrifices if you don't mind staying in the first place. Another minor point is that they are considered as 3-room flats. This means the ground floor unit is occupied by the living and dining area, as well as the only bathroom. For the upper floor, there are only space for 2 bedrooms. However, the main concern is still the decaying lease. They have already passed their halfway mark. For terrace houses in Whampoa, they have a balanced lease of 45 years. Whereas for those in Queenstown, they are left with a balanced lease of 41 years. There will also be the restriction to use CPF as well as limitation to mortgage loan. In addition, HDB has recently announced that they will be introducing more VERS instead of SERS going forward. This means such property will have to kiss goodbye to SERS and await VER when its lease has a remaining lease of 30 years or less. This has spelled a lot of uncertainty and uneasiness to many homeowners. This may also deter the next buyers to commit into one. However, for those that are looking from a long-term rental perspective, paying upfront rental for a good 41 years in advance seems to be some sort of consolation. For those of you who are watching this video, what is your take? Are HDB terrace units a hidden gem or a ticking time bomb ahead?